A long time ago, when Friday met Awesome, the two became inseparable. The end. But no more time for short stories. It's time for the news, y'all. I'm Coral Azus. It's great to have you watching. These are some of the sights and sounds from America's Veterans Day events on November 11th. From a parade in Washington, D.C., to star-spangled events nationwide, to a military flyover at Arlington National Cemetery, where U.S. President Joe Biden participated in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He said to be a veteran is to have endured and survived challenges most Americans will never know. Veterans Day is sometimes confused with Memorial Day. Both are marked by wreath-laying ceremonies and events honoring members of the U.S. Armed Forces, but Memorial Day is held in May and focused on those who lost their lives while serving in the military, while Veterans Day was designated for everyone who's served or is serving in the armed forces. As part of that, some businesses, schools, and government offices were closed yesterday. Many that were open offered free goods and services for veterans, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and coffee to free haircuts. As we mentioned yesterday, Veterans Day in the U.S. was originally named Armistice Day, marking the date in 1918 when fighting ended in World War I. And across the Atlantic, France held a somber ceremony in honor of its service members from the First and Second World Wars. Events were also held in Britain, which will mark Remembrance Sunday on the 14th. 10-second trivia. Which of these sports writers coined the term sabermetrics for detailed baseball statistics? Xander Hollander, Mary Garber, Wendell Smith, or Bill James? In 1980, Bill James came up with the acronym for Society of American Baseball Research Metrics. OPS, exit velocity, WAR, WOBA. Baseball statistics have come a long way since win-loss ratios, batting average, and earned run average were all you saw in a televised game. Critics of sabermetrics, computer statistics, say there's more to the game that can't be measured. The eye test, the intangibles, going with the gut, the keen observations of an attentive manager who wants the best for the players and their chances of winning. So some won't agree that the technology you're about to see could make the game better. But as that tech continues to develop, so do the unique measurements it offers about the organized games we play.
On this soccer field in Hong Kong, it's another day of training for Kitchi SC, a professional team that competes in the Hong Kong Premier League. For two seasons now, the team has been using a tracking system developed in South Korea called Fit Together, which gathers data on each player during practices as well as matches.
With their GPS-enabled vests, these soccer players can get a robust picture of their athletic performance with metrics on endurance, positioning, and maximum speed. Recently, I spoke to an entrepreneur in Taiwan who is also trying to leverage data and analytics to transform the game of baseball.
It's arguably the most popular spectator sport in Taiwan, baseball. At the end of the 1800s, the game was brought to the island by Japanese colonists who had picked up the sport from American expatriates.
Taiwan has been described as baseball crazy. Why is Taiwan obsessed with baseball?
Taiwanese people are crazy about baseball because it's a sport with strategy, and our players are quite good at it.
I'm touching base with Lin Qinglun, the CEO of JingleTech, a sports tech company that earlier this year unveiled Strike, billed as the world's first smart baseball. Based in the Taiwanese city of Tainan, Lin says that his technology can empower coaches and athletes with data to optimize their training.
Jinglun, could you pick up the Strike baseball and show it to me? It looks like a normal baseball, but what kind of technology is inside the Strike baseball?
We inserted a chip into the baseball and we wanted it to be used consistently, so we also installed wireless charging. This ball can be pitched 3,000 times at 130 kilometers an hour, and it will be fine.
The baseball is outfitted with precision sensors that can dissect a split-second throw with information including the ball's spin rate, velocity, and trajectory.
You're collecting a lot of data from baseball players, but how does more data help baseball players take the game to the next level?
Pitching takes a lot of energy, and there's a limit to how many pitches one can make. So we can check how tired a player is from this technology. We can also help a pitcher get better by giving them details, like the rotational axis of the pitch. Coaches can monitor the progress of the players and check if the player's condition stays the same before a game and during practices.
This year, Jingletech announced that it was moving into mass production. Lin says that his company has sold 10,000 strike baseballs so far in markets like Japan, South Korea, and the United States.
How do you hope your technology will transform baseball?
We think these technologies will start gaining popularity. Everyone should have the ability to access data. When you have such data, you can make more changes to the way you play the sport.
We always want to find a solution that really works for the mass market.
Launched in 2019 by former tennis professionals, the Wingfield Box is another high-tech bid on the future of sports.
As soon as you transformed your court into a smart and connected tennis court, the players could get access to all of the same data that currently only the professional players have access to.
Data like stroke speed, shot types, and ball impact location are collected by the internet-connected net post.
In tennis, compared to other sports, it's quite difficult to see improvement and make improvement visible. We make these little steps of improvement trackable, which at the end of the day gives a huge motivation boost for the players.
Wingfield CEO Mike Berlaga says the company is operating in 10 countries with more than 200 connected courts in its home country, Germany.
Tennis and sport as it is per se is already for the good of society, and we're trying to enable more people in the world to enjoy the thing that we at Wingfield love the most, which is tennis.
Beyond baseball, do you plan to introduce this technology to other sports?
The tech is transferable, so it can be used in other sports. We are doing research on the Japanese baseball market and also softball in the U.S. We've also tested the sensors on rugby balls and cricket.
Whether it's on a tennis court or a baseball field, Lin believes that data and analytics can be leveraged to help make an athlete's performance pitch perfect.
Julia Hawkins recently made headlines for running the 100-meter dash in just under 1 minute 3 seconds. If that math doesn't sound quite right to you, add in the fact that she's 105 years old. Last Saturday, the woman nicknamed Hurricane crossed the finish line and set a world record at the 2021 Louisiana Senior Games. She started racing and setting records after she turned 100. At her most recent race, Ms. Hawkins said she felt wonderful. We'd say she's hit her stride. What a way to take life one step at a time, seemingly staying a step ahead of time to cross the finish line at a time that no one else has stepped to. She's put her best foot forward, taking challenge after challenge, step by step, to beat the clock while clocking victory. Today's shout-out takes us to Mounds View, Minnesota, where we would like to recognize the students and teachers of Area Learning Center. I'm Carl Azuz, and we've crossed the finish line on CNN.